And you guys just heard more Lupin the Third Eternal Mermaid soundtrack that is now on iTunes for you people in Japan to buy, because on Amazon and CD Japan, you can listen to like 45 seconds of it, but on iTunes, you can listen to 1 minute and 30 seconds of it. Yeah. So I le recently looked it up today, so of course I'm like constantly listening to it, getting all pumped for the TV special, which is happening in less than 24 hours. Maybe 24 hours. I'm not sure. Maybe 24 hours. And yeah. So today, what happened today? It started off with what I had a drawing test today that I did. I'm sort of satisfied with it, I guess. And then after that I have violin, which was very a good memorable day that I will never ever forget, because I don't know, it's just the atmosphere. Like, I was constantly smiling, because, and I usually don't constantly smile all the time, because I don't know, but today, because during when I was playing violin halfway through the 2 hours that we were playing, I was like, "Sensei," which is teacher. "Lupin sensei no temu shiteru?" And he's just like, "Ah, Lupin sensei." So in translation, I said, "Lupin the Third theme. Do you know? Or do you know Lupin the Third theme?" And he's like, "Ah, Lupin." And so he goes and into this like violin book, and he searches through it, and he's like, "Oh yeah, here's Lupin the Third." I'm like, "Are you kidding me? There's a violin version of Lupin the Third theme?" And I'm like, "That's awesome." Yeah. And so anyway, he had like a violin electrical guitar type of thing, where like it was like a plastic violin, not a wooden one, and like you can plug it into like a stereo, and you can make like different like type of like vibrations and everything with it. So we played the Lupin the Third theme. And where? I had it. It's not on my computer yet, but I will play it to you later on. I don't know where I put my camera. I apologize, people. But yeah. Anyway, so as for today, where? So, once again, I'm gonna poop it and put my camera somewhere where I will never find it. Oh, here we go. Found it. I will. So, in like 10 minutes or so, when I'm done uploading it, I will play it for you guys. So, yeah. He played the Lupin the Third theme, and he made a copy of it for me, too. So I can learn to play it. Yeah. And then like later on, like when we were about to leave after violin class, he's like, maybe for a concert we could play the Lupin the Third theme. And like my friends were like, "Oh, maybe." And he's like, "No, we should." I'm like, "Yes, we should. We should." So yeah, that will be probably one of those happy moments in my life if that actually happened. But yeah, we're last year they had a violin concert, but it was near Christmas. But this year we're not gonna have one because something about studying. I don't know. That's what my violin teacher told me. He's really nice, and he speaks like a little English, so like I'm not fully like, "I don't know what you're talking about." So yeah. What else? So this new album of Lupin that I was listening to, the girl who sings the loop, oh whoops, sorry, the new action version, 2011 action version on iTunes has, let's see, 10 bars of popularity for everyone. Everyone wants to listen to the Lupin the Third theme because they know it. And second popular is Love Skull featuring, I forget her name, Yaka no Yoshi or something. I only know the first kanji and like the rest of it, I'm just like, I have no clue. And from Ego Rappin', so she sang the Smile of Sun song from the ending of The Last Job, and she sang the two songs from the Let's Dance album. She sang I got no I don't know Kaya, I don't know, I forget. And she sang the Lupin the Third theme, which I thought was really good that she did. I thought she did a really good job. So I think she's like gonna be like another like one of another kind of Miki Mai, what like kind of girls who like that Yuji Ono will like, hey, come and sing some Lupin stuff. You can sing Love Skull, Love Theme, the Lupin the Third theme, or you can sing Fire Treasure because they are just classic songs and we want to make them popular again, which I don't have a problem with. It's just, I don't know. The classic songs are great. Bobby's Fire Treasure is still gonna be my favorite. Classic 1970, no, what, 1979? No, sorry, 1980. I think it's 1980. Song, and yeah. But here's some of the Love Skull that she sings. All you fail. I'm betting you all people that that will probably be the ending song of the TV special. Yeah, probably hint that, yeah, that's probably a good hint it's gonna be it because it's the last song of the album, and yeah, it just seems like an ending song. I think that song was more like I dug more of the instrumental like Yuji Ono and the Lunatic Five more than this more than Nakano. Nakain, I don't know, whatever. Because I don't know. It sounded more like she just wanted, like she just like sang it, like no feeling at all. Like I like the singers, like I like the singers who have the feeling. Like you can tell, like what's her face? Bobby from that sang Fire Treasure. That. that had feeling. I don't know. Maybe it's just me. It just sounded like no feeling at all, and the only people who had feeling were the band, which they were freaking awesome. Which I think. It's interesting, like, the different things that Yuji Ono adds. He's done the theme song probably. I wonder how many times he's done it. He's probably done it, like, too many to count, like, probably, like, a million times. And different things he adds to it and different things he takes away from it. So, I don't know, cool and, yeah. So, anyway, here is my violin teacher playing the Lupin the Third theme on an electrical violin. Oh man. Anyway, so yeah. He messed up like once or twice, but like that was like the first time like he like probably played it in like a million years. So yeah. So that is all for today, folks. Once again, tomorrow, TV special, 9 p.m. to 10:54 p.m. And it is on NTV. And new voice actors, new music. I don't think there's any new themes, like, as in, like, different, like, composed themes that Yuji Ono has done, but just different versions of it. And there is... I forgot to mention the Winter... The Winter Magazine is out, and I still haven't gotten the chance to go to try to find it anywhere, because, yeah. I went to a shop, a bookstore, like, 30 minutes away from here, when it was, like, blistering hot. Yeah, I know, it's, like, blistering... It was, like, really hot yesterday, and it's December. Yeah, really weird. And, but it was colder today, so... Anyway, so I went... And I asked if they had anything Studio Ghibli, and they didn't have anything. And they didn't have anything Lupin the Third related. I'm like, are you kidding me? You don't even have Lupin the Third in a bookstore in Japan. Wow. Yet they have rows and rows and rows. I'm not kidding you. Rows. Sorry. Of One Piece. Oh my gosh. I see it everywhere. Everywhere in Japan. I don't know why. Why do people like it so much? Why? Like, I don't know. It's just, no. Like, it's just too long of something. Like, it's like a series, I don't know. To me, it seems like a series where you have to, like, start from the beginning. Like, I hate those. Because, like, I do, but I don't. Like, I don't want to watch every single one to the end. Because, like, I do, but I don't. Like, it's like Pokemon. Like, well, that series, you just kind of, like, watch it whenever. But, like, Bleach. I haven't started watching that yet because it's just, there's too many darn episodes. I don't know. I'm not into the, I'm, like I said, I'm more in the old, more into the old stuff, not really into the new stuff. Like, yeah. But, I'm telling you, rows of One Piece. Like, Lupin, you can just, like, watch anything of Lupin, and it, because Lupin's just, I don't know, random, like, you can watch a third part three se episode, and like it wouldn't you wouldn't have to watch anything else. Like, you might need an introduction of the characters, but that's like, I don't know. That's the only thing you like. You only need to watch the pilot episode, or like, I don't know, the first episode of the second TV series, or the first episode, or like, I don't know, Castle Cagliostro. Yeah, the Castle Cagliostro is like kind of a good introduction to, for Lupin. Like, if I didn't watch Cagliostro first, I'd probably, I don't know, I'd probably have to look up on like Wikipedia everything about Lupin, 'cause like I got a general idea of what Lupin was about when I watched Cagliostro. Oh great, I'm on now. I'm going on a rant. Okay, I'm gonna stop. I'm gonna rant now, 'cause I already talked about this in my other episodes that I've done. Or wait, no, my podcast is taken down, so I have to do another introduction, new thing of how I got into Lupin again. Okay, so different episode I will have about me ranting about my life with Lupin, how I got started into it, and how me being so young got into such a se an old series that nobody at my age would probably watch, 'cause everyone's into like, I don't know, whatever's on the Disney Channel, Justin Bieber, whatever pop musicians are out there that I don't really give a care for. Hip hop, I don't know. I know nothing about that. I literally know nothing. Okay. See you later. Bye. Tomorrow, TV special.